Hello, Rinyan. Wait, can you guys hear me? I haven't done a Twitter space in so long. So I'm kind of like, I guess, I don't know. But I'm sorry about, again, I'm sorry about today's stream. It was really poopers. I don't know why it's suddenly having this issue when it wasn't before. But I'm starting to think I just need a new, like, either new parts or an entirely new computer. And if the part I need, like, for instance, a Wi-Fi card, isn't that expensive, I could do it. But, otherwise, like, getting a whole new PC would set me back a lot. Tell us about your troubles. I mean, I'm sure you guys saw all the troubles happening on screen today. I can hear you now. Yeah, I was muted for a bit. It's a bit quiet. Well, what do I have to bring my phone up here? It's on my desk right now, and I'm looking at my monitor, so maybe that's why. Okay, so about the power line adapter, I was told that you need to plug it on. You have to plug it in on both sides of the wall. Or something like that. I honestly, I don't know. I don't know how it works. I literally need to look at it more. But if that's the case, I don't know if it'll really do any good. Because then I have to do it like, I don't know. I don't know. You won't need to use a Wi-Fi card anymore if you use parallel. No, both. No, not both sides of the wall. What is then boost and what? What does the. What did I get wrong there? Let me tag you with an illustration. Okay. Ah, my pillow. You plug one side to an outlet next to the router and run an Ethernet cable between those two. Another is in your room. Oh! Okay, but that might be a problem still. I have to look into it more because we have security cameras and the security camera is plugged into the router, like via Ethernet. I think there are other ports because I've seen the back of the router. There's like a bunch of different ports. So I can probably do that. There is still an issue though that there's a wire. So my house, I don't know how to explain it to you guys. My house. Okay, so basically think of a square, okay? Think of a square, a room. This is the room, square. On the left side of the room is my room, except it's like slightly a it's slightly hold on. Hold on. Pretend I didn't say anything. Let me think first. Plug one side to an outlet next to the router or an Ethernet cable between those two. Never mind. I need a visual. I can't. I need a visual. It's confusing me. I need to see. I see you plug into something that you can run a cable from the router to plug in thing. I'm currently in Twitter Space chat room. Yes, you are. Security cameras catching people trying to fight the cartel. I don't know. I think the main reason we got security cameras is because, maybe it's too personal to talk about. Hi, boss. How you feeling? I feel like poopers because I can't stream any games. Okay. Router room. Your piece. What the fuck kind of a visual is this? All right. Okay. I'll take it. Ethernet cables. Electricity plugs. Power line goes into this. Can you give me like a key? Like what is the black thing? What is the Oh, the red thing is electricity plugs. Is that it? Okay, what is the green thing? Is that my computer? Oh, there's a key. There is a key. Okay. I didn't look at it. Oh, I was confused. Okay. Your PC. So my PC is the green thing. The router is the black thing. So the electricity plugs, okay, goes to the router. And then my, okay. So it doesn't have to be on the same wall. That's what you're telling me. Okay. 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 If that's the case, then I guess it'll work. Then let me just go back. Oh my God. And Nick. Hello? Okay, if that's how it works, okay, I can try it, I guess. I can definitely try it, and if it doesn't work, I can always return it and it'd be fine. I mean, it's on sale. It used to be $59.99. Okay. So that's good, I guess. Wait, wireless. There's a wireless one? Wait, what is the difference? What if wireless? Is the wireless one good? I don't know, 'cause that was $100. Do I need that? Hello, hello. Even trying to explain this to you. Well, listen, okay. I just never thought I needed it. All right. Only way it won't work is if your electricity wiring in your house. Don't use wireless relays. Okay. It's super complicated. It really, really muddles the data. All right, we can try it. We can try it. We can try it. Okay, well, moving on from that then, because it seems we've got some solution that we're trying. Let me just see something really quickly. Since it seems that we are, sorry, guys. A lot of clicking. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Okay, seems okay. That's fine. I didn't get the wireless one, no problems. Wireless sucks. Source, I have a wireless tickets as a network technician. You're still cute, boss. It's okay. What does that have to do with anything? But thank you. Okay. We're gonna try it. I'm gonna look at more cosplays and wish they were cheaper. I think I really am gonna get this cosplay though. It's, I mean, let me just see. Let me just see how much it'll be, including shipping and stuff. And I watch it be like $200. Oh my God. Okay. ASMR. Oh God. Okay. Wouldn't it be crazy if you guys could tell what I'm typing just by listening to the keys? I don't think you guys can do that, I feel like that'd be kind of crazy. Okay, so it's free shipping, but that says shipping time around 15 days. I'm not gonna buy it right now. I need to see how much my paycheck is. You should. You seem to be really into it. Maybe. A keyboard. If you want it that much, then go ahead and get it. I don't need it though. That's the thing. Like, oh God. I don't need it, but I want it. And let me think. Or I can pay for 2 to 6 working days FedEx Express for $30. I'm not gonna do that, but. You'd have to be a savant to tell that it's not like old telephones. Listening to the key sounds is just a myth by friends trying to flex while using a key tab recorder. Wait, there's a thing to do that? There's a way to tell by the sound of typing. Oh, when is the next event you can cosplay at? It's like a few months. In a few months, so I can, as long as I have a whole month or two to deliver it, I think it'd be fine. I think it'd be fine. So, honestly, I can just buy it next month and I'd still have it in time. Unless they're that bad at delivering, which some places are, I think. But I don't know. Hopefully, it'll work out. Just gonna keep this page open for now. And then it'll be okay. I also bought a shaker. I bought a shaker because I want to make some drinks at home. So I'm gonna try that out. I can probably make like boba at home too. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. By key tap recorder, I mean key logger on the computer, not using sound. Oh, shipping from Japan will be pricey. It's probably not gonna be from Japan. It's probably gonna be from China. 3 months you can hold out, right? Maybe spend a month thinking about how you can make some of the comp. I'm not making it. I'm not gonna make it. There's no way I'm gonna make it. Which character is this? I can bring some aspirants who were related to cosplaying. It's Ritio, Inex Boku SS. But like I said, I'm not gonna make it. There's no way. I'm not. I already know. I'm not gonna try. I'm not. Yes, I'm not gonna buy it now, okay? I'm not. It's not gonna set me back too much, but I don't need it. I'm just gonna think about it and end up not buying it. That's usually ha what happens. But you never know. Maybe I'll get like surprise present of like $100 somehow. It should be okay. There's not really anything else I have to spend except for moving out, which honestly, I'm having there are so many complicated things going on that I don't even know like what's gonna happen. Like I am dead set on moving out. It's gonna happen whether Niyamama likes it or not, but I guess there is some like hesitation just because I feel like we're finally repairing our relationship, and I feel like the news would literally break her or something. And I don't know. Sounds like me spending hours comparing products and considering the uses and finally not purchasing. I do that all the time. That's so cute to send a surprise. No, that's like I said, it's a hobby. It's not like a necessity. It'd be different if you guys are donating to invest into the streams, but cosplaying has nothing to do with the streams. So, for instance, if you guys were to donate because you want me to get a better Wi-Fi card or like the power line adapter, that actually helps the streams and helps give back to you guys. Or if you guys just want to be nice, that's whatever. But like I said, cosplaying is just a hobby that I enjoy now. And that I'll probably only do for cons and not actually like go out in it or like have professional shoots like some people do. That's about the extent of it. See a lot of people in free chat and you realize Twitter space is going on. Yeah, it is. You can be dead set, but if you're dead broke, it's not gonna happen. Be gentle, Nia. What do you mean? It's okay to hold off on the move out. The thing is, I just feel like I keep saying it and it never happens or it's never gonna happen. And I want it to happen. Like, it just has to happen, you know? And it's moving out also would improve the streams just because then I don't have a curfew. Yes, guys, I have a fucking curfew. I wouldn't have a curfew. Stop squeaking. I don't have to bother anybody with the noise I make. Maybe my neighbors, but you know, maybe it'll be different. I don't even think I'm that loud, honestly. I just think Nia Mama has super selective hearing. Are you planning which con to go to next? Yeah, it's like an hour away. It's like an hour away from where I am. When you cut the cord with your parents. SSR space room, Nia, can't miss it. If I were a girl, I would probably never move out. Why bother? Move out if you find husbandle. I mean, I want my independence, I guess. And I don't know. I just want to be by myself. I don't know. I could stay here as long as I can, but I think it'll cause problems. 'Cause then, and it's not just like, just maybe emotional damage or something. 'Cause then, mom is like, "Why aren't you doing this or that?" And then I'll just give her the same answer over and over again. It also means you get to scream as loud as you want. Yeah. I'm not loud. I don't think I'm loud at all. No. Maybe sometimes, but yeah, you're one of the quietest on average. Yeah, that's what I thought. Just make sure to keep in contact. Oh, my back. Yeah, of course. I have no problem keeping in contact with them. I like. There's no way I'm just going to pretend they don't exist. I always let my mom know what's up. I always give her calls. But I mean, I understand it's hard to let go of your kids, but I think it is a given that it will happen. And it can happen anytime. Nia Independence Day. You really love when you're being toxic. It's good to be self-sufficient. If a relationship doesn't work out, living on your own is really freeing. I enjoy it. See? If it happens next month or next year, it's still an achievable goal. Never isn't an option so long as tomorrow exists. I guess you're right. It doesn't have to be this year or like that certain time I'm thinking of. Eventually it'll happen. I guess I feel like there's a lot that needs to be worked out still. And I think I just wanted to run away from it. But I don't know. I don't explain it. There's just a lot. There's a lot. Yeah, mama have to learn from each one. It's important to keep in contact, and for me, it improved my relationship with my parents. Yeah, like I feel like having time away from each other, as contradictory as it sounds, it's actually really helpful because then you start like thinking about like your time alone, and when you do see each other or make contact, it's more meaningful. And I don't know. I think like it definitely helped my relationship with my sister when she moved out. So I think it could be the same. It's definitely a different situation for everyone, but I think it would work in this case. As long as you fully thought this through, we will support you. Moving out early is never easy. I don't think it's that early. Maybe. Yep, give it the time it takes. Don't rush moving out just for the sake of moving out. We'll go smoother when you've spent the time to look at options and considered it fully. Getting everything worked out first is good, so it doesn't come back to bite you later. Wish you the best when you move out. Just don't spend all your money on leap stuff and then question why you can't pay. No, I'm not doing that. Well, peace out, we're always here too. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Decisions, I guess. I feel like after I cross an obstacle, like another one face plants me, I just have to figure it out, and it just stresses me out sometimes because I think about it often, or I don't think about it at all. Like, it's either I ignore it or it's always on my mind. And either way, it causes issues because I guess in the end, I'm still not making a decision. If that makes sense? She can't give up her weep stuff. That's a red line. No, that's not true. Yeah, trailing off as she says, "I'm not doing that." Really inspires confidence. Nev will be here and helping where I can, which is much easier than the study. That is totally fine. It's my own problem to solve, I guess. And it'll be okay. I'm saying I really know what to do about moving out, but I'm in a similar spot and wanting to move out so I can really. Yeah. I don't know. There's just a lot. Like, a lot of possibilities. A lot of things that could happen. A lot of things that I want that might not come to fruition, I guess. It's, I don't know. I don't know. It's a lot. Like, I don't know. Like, it's in my head. I can, oh God, I just moved my armrest. I can think of it in my head. Like, I can think about it. Or, like, there's just a million images flashing through my mind. But putting it into words might be a little hard. So I just end up like trying to explain, and then I'm like, I don't know. I do that all the time. I just like I try to explain what's in my head, and I'm like, oh, never mind. I don't know. Life is full of red tape. There's a saying, the only easy day was yesterday. I'm just one big obstacle. Why worry? I wish I could be a freeloader. I mean, technically I am, but I'm trying to move ahead. That's just life, really, a series of obstacles to climb. Sure, lots of us have experienced the same feelings. Yeah, the demons there inside my head. Do you ever write down your thoughts? Not really. I used to sometimes, and then I'd read back, and I'm like, why did I say that? What was going through my mind? Well, why did I say that? Like, I used to, oh my gosh, like, whenever I had a little crush when I was younger, then I would do that. And then I look back and I'm like, what the heck is wrong with me? Why did I ever like this person in the first place? But you know, when you're young, it's a little different. Brain too big for body. I'm the type who works through thoughts in my head while speaking them out loud to someone. Yeah, my mouth moves faster than my mind, so I end up like just spouting a bunch of shit and not having a finished thought. If only we could all just reload. Or I wish I was like a super genius, you know? Then I could be just really smart and graduate in like 1 month or something. I don't think that's like a possible thing, but or invent something crazy and just make a shitload of money. I know, embarrassing love letters. Not love letters, but just like, I don't know, just really cringe things. Like, oh, that middle school crush with the Bieber hair. And you're like, I freaking love him. No, oh my God, it's so gross. That's so gross. Oh, talking, I say a lot of random shit sometimes that I don't mean. That's okay. If you read it back and think differently, it shows you've grown and changed. It might help organize your thoughts and distress just a thought. I see. I'm the type who accepts whatever happens and just relaxes. No, don't graduate from VTubing. What? I never said that. We know you're super genius boss. Your body just can't handle it. Smart people still do dumb stuff. Yeah. Tired entries. Yeah. They say geniuses are the least happiest people. Bieber. I want to read those to members one day. I don't even know where that stuff is. Like, I probably threw them out. But yeah. The Bieber haircut was so popular back in the day. Like, everybody had it, dude. I mean, people still have it today. But it was more common back then, for sure. Oh, God. Opportunities are also a big part of success as well. Good idea, Pete. You're cringe cartel after all. No. If Nia's graduating, I'm going to hate. Oh my God, don't say that. That would be good content. Member diary entry sharing stream sounds fun. I don't have it though. That's what I'm saying. You can pull out some of my old stuff. Oh my God, you guys keep them? Like, I don't know where any of that is. I probably like a lot of times I would just rip them out after I read them. Like, what the fuck? And I just throw them away. I think that's what probably happened. I just ripped him out and threw him away. Space in here, this feels intimate. Pain. What? I need to get mad that took haircut though. When I think about, he probably had it first, but I still had it first. Oh. Will I get a chew from Nia before she? No. I'm never giving a chew till the day I die. It's not happening. And I'm not gonna graduate. And even if I do, I at least won't graduate from VTubing. I don't even have a diary. I have embarrassing stories though. I have it somewhere, and if I can't find it, I can try to remember. I'm pretty sure I don't remember anything I wrote in those. Still have my old poetry. It is terrible and I don't want it to see the light of day, but I can't bring myself to throw it all out. I never write anything on my diary. River Chulone, yes. Neil and your husband, I feel bad of the what? I mean, it'd be different if it was like a person I was actually in a relationship with. I have a pile of old notebooks that have all my creative writing, but I can't bring myself to read them or throw them away. You can choose me and you'll give them a no. I don't know. Now that I think about it, I feel like choose in general, like even like with your partner, maybe awkward. Like maybe I'm just not that interested in intimate, like, interactions, like maybe hugging like the person you're in a relationship with is fine, or hand holding, but I feel like kissing or anything further is really awkward. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, it's just such an awkward thing for me, at least. Like, I feel weird about it. Wait, did I even finish reading that? I think the only thing I've ever written down about any teenage crush was on a piece of clay, an elvish script, and it's been sitting on the bottom of a stream for years, though gone now. Ah, interesting. Creatures are so cute. It really depends on how it's presented. Maybe even a chew on the cheek. I don't know. Maybe that's fine. I don't know. I honestly really don't know. Like, I'd have to do it to know, but I just can't imagine it, I guess. Hand holding, that's slowly. Handholding is worse than kissing. I always wonder why people started kissing in the first place. I mean, what was really the purpose? You know what? That's true. I mean, I guess that's like the closest, like, closest you can get to somebody, except for the other thing. Except for more lewd things, I think that's like the closest you can get to someone without it being like crazy. If that makes sense? I don't know. I don't know, it's like a weird, like, you know how like your pets, like, oh my god, my cat is so cute and I want to kiss him all day, like just keep kissing him, you know? I think it's kind of like the same response, like cute aggression, like you just want to eat something, like just like, oh my god, it's so cute, I want to eat it. I think it's the same thing, like the same response, maybe, if that makes sense. We're just animals, you know, choose our rival. No. How about a chew on the forehead? No. Practice your chews now for the future, you know? No! Technical answer, lots of nerve endings on the lips and face, so intense feeling. Same with hands and feet. Oh, okay, never mind. Then maybe that's the answer. Interesting. Thank you, Nurses. Imagine the experiment. Okay, touching eyeballs hurt too bad. What's left? Mouth? So that's where the chews go. Oh, yeah, they all go to my cat. Isekai to Nia's cat. No! I've never had the instinct to eat something because it's so cute. You might need help. No, that's the normal thing, though. It's cute aggression. Like, you either want to squeeze it or, like, hug it so tight, or you just want to keep kissing it or just, like, eat it. I don't know. It's an overload. It's an overload of, like, emotion or, like, cuteness. And then you just have to, like, what I've read is, like, it's an overload that you have to destroy what's making you overload. So that's why you want to squeeze it, hug it tight, or like eat it, nom on it. Give me his cat. No. Yeah, I'm your cat. Meow. No! We gotta cosplay his cat now. The clan is coming together for the chew. Yeah, that's not normal to want to eat. I'm calling. No! I don't actually want to eat my cat. I just want to, like, you know, like love bites. You know, like what cats do? Love bites. Like a little nipple. What if someone from chat has already isekai'd his newest cat? Lucky guy. Not a chance. My cat, I mean, we were cuddling, but sometimes it can be so mean. So, I don't think that is. And have you started learning Japanese yet? Also, can you say sakana? I'm sure I heard you say it before, but wrong. What? Sakana? Like fish? Sakana? What about it? What about it? I haven't yet, no. I've been doing other things. So I haven't started anything new. I've just been working on the same stuff like Blender, Unity. I need to go back and fix some things. I don't know. It's just so annoying. There's like little things that you have to fix that you probably like a step you missed. That like a small step you missed that messes up the whole thing, you know, and you have to redo the whole thing or just somehow undo the changes and get to that point, I guess. But it's not like, I mean, it was frustrating, but it's not something I abhor, you know, like I do it again. Because it's kind of cool and it's fun. So I at least know it's something I enjoy. Sakana dis. Oh, fuck you. Here you go. You got it right. Heard you say skana? Skana. Sakana. High five for you. Fuck you. Okay. Yeah, my limited experience with Blender does feel like that. But I want to take classes for it, so should be good. I'm supposed to be doing that next month. I wanted to increase my streams, but I purposely changed my work availability so that I could work on that kind of thing, but I also feel like I haven't been doing very well on streams, so I wanted to improve that as well. So I could do more work streams that could knock two out in one go, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I feel so stressed, guys. I feel like I have so much to do when in reality it probably isn't that much. Sorry, there's like something here, and I'm trying to get it out of my chair. Ugh, come out. I'm shedding, guys. This is my hair. Why is it stuck in between my chair? Okay, I think it's all gone. Sorry, I got distracted. I don't remember what I was saying. I make juice from Blender. Okay. Work streams, but it's all Zatsu. But I do work. I actually do work. This time I have it figured out and it works, so. Is it an adult toy? Is what an adult toy? What? Don't be so stressed out, boss. I mean, you say that, but you know, it's gonna happen. And the thing is, like, it's not like I have a difficult life or anything. I feel bad because, especially like talking further about my own problems, I feel bad because there are definitely people that have a lot worse. But I don't know, it's still hard, I guess. I got distracted. Title of newest autobiography. I get distracted often. Hair falling out. Well, that's normal, right? Cats shed. I shed here and there. That's a normal thing. My cat sheds too. Baldy, I can't say no. I have a lot of like my hair is thick. Okay, it's not gonna. I'm not gonna go bald. My hairdresser told me that. She said there's no chance I'll go bald. So. Boo, I think men get bald. I think men are, what's it called? They're more likely to get bald than women. But that makes sense, I guess, because usually women have like longer hair than guys anyway, or more hair on their head. Or maybe it's the opposite, I don't know. But usually, yeah, they get guys get bald. Don't diminish your own stress because of whatever privileges you may or may not have. Yeah. I'm bad at handling bouts of stress in general stuff. Just because people have it a lot worse doesn't mean your feelings are invalid. Fair for you. Sure, there's other problems, but we don't need to worry about those. I guess. Near her to thick. Give me some, please. No matter the circumstances of the person's stress, it's still stress all the same. Yeah. I guess so. Time to make a sweater from. No! Weirdo! Sweater from my hair. I'm going bald. Can I have some of your hair? You know, before like I started this the Twitter space, I forgot I was having a Twitter space. I was about to go take a shower. I was like, oh wait a minute, I have to do Twitter space. Because I went to go check on Mia Mama and she was busy and I just like completely forgot about the space. Going to hate losing my long thick hair. My hair is pretty thick too, and I shed a lot when washing and brushing. It's just more visible when the hair is long. Yeah. Now can we talk about our stress from no. Don't worry, you guys will need shoes. Shower space is a thing too. I'm not gonna do that. Yeah, mama's definitely gonna be like, why are you talking in the shower? Who are you talking to? So like one time I picked up a call in the shower, like somebody called me and I picked up, I was like, what do you want? I'm taking a shower. And then she heard me talking. She's like, who are you talking to in the shower? I'm like, I'm not talking to anybody. I just picked up and asked them what they wanted and told them I was taking a shower so they would stop bothering me. But she got like upset for some reason. I'm like, what does she want? Just sing in the shower as usual. No. I sing in the shower sometimes. Yeah, I don't do it often though. Because when I'm in the shower, I'm watching YouTube videos or I'm like just thinking. And then sometimes I'll sing. I mean, you don't need to talk in it. I'm not talking though. I just picked up one phone call. Like, that was the only time I ever did it. I picked up one phone call and I just told them I'm taking a shower. I'll call you back later. But there's no need for her to get angry, you know? Are you good enough in drawing to draw your version of a Danny maid? Danny maid? No, I don't think so. Or watching videos? Yeah, I do watch videos. I'll just like play. Sometimes I don't actually watch it. It's just like background noise. I used to play music, but now I'll put on videos of, and sometimes I'll look at it while taking a shower, or I'll just listen to it while I'm showering. Put my phone on the rack and just stand there watching all the hot water, watching funny videos. Yeah. Red Grew's waterproof touch screen and such. I put it on the little shelf I have. The water doesn't really get on it, so it's all good. Alexa, play shower playlists. Wait, how are you watching? Oh my god. Alexa, stop! Don't play anything! Fucking forgot I had that bitch on. I forget she's there. Wait, how are you watching stuff in the shower? Do you mean bath? Am I confusing? No, it's in the shower. Watching. I have a bathtub with the shower in it, so it's not like a small space. It's actually wider. She's just running the water while playing Unravel. Got her with the Alexa. How did you fall for that? Oh my god, I wasn't thinking about it, okay? She's always listening. Don't give me Unravel flashback. Yeah, showers are the best. Oh, shut up. That's gross. You guys, I mean, you are a litter box, but still. Gross. Plus, how are you watching in the shower? I listen, I take showers, all right? Shut up. I take them. You don't take them, okay? You guys are the weirdos. I take a shower every single day. That's how I was raised. Let's see. Let me see if there's something I need to take care of. Okay. All right. So I am going to end the Twitter space here, actually. Like I said, it's a short one, just chatting a little bit further about the aftermath. But I have some things to take care of. Might as well. So, yeah. I will see you guys tomorrow, hopefully. For a little bit of chatting to read some supas and then actually what am I doing Friday? I can't recall. I might actually just do it on Friday if it's a chatting stream. But I don't remember what I'm doing. Oh my god, my fucking monitor turned off. Okay, that scared me. Let me see. What is happening? Oh, I am just chatting. Okay, so I'll just see you guys Friday. I'll just see you guys Friday then. But thank you guys for coming to my short space. I appreciate it much. And I will see you guys on Friday, if not tomorrow. I don't know. I probably will. I think I'm just gonna work on the things I didn't get to today. But also the membership I'm gonna have to change since Apex doesn't work well. Yeah, probably. I can play, it's just streaming it, I can't do that. So I'm gonna have to think about that. I'll let you guys know though. So yeah. I will see you guys Friday then. Okay. Bye bye. Wait, how do I end this?